Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Big Show Friday, we check in downtown at the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. And our great friend down there is Lucy Shake. Lucy, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well today.
Beautiful, sunny day, nice and warm, summertime, not overly hot. Okay, we can live with this. This isn't bad. We'll be in the 90s tomorrow, but that's not my problem. We're worrying about today and Big Show Friday and great volunteer opportunities. Sadly, we have not smashed COVID-19 from our parlance, and it is still hanging around, but we have gotten better over the last few months of how to handle it and how to provide volunteer opportunities that are not only safe, but make a difference in our community.
That's right. Yeah. And one of those is coming up, a new opportunity from the Wheeler Mission here in town. They have the opportunity to assemble hygiene kits for their guests. And it's an opportunity you can do off-site and then drop those kits off curbside and contact-free. So that's a great way to give back and volunteer, but not have that anxiety about being in a facility or in a space where you're going to need to do that kind of social distancing, et cetera. But these hygiene kits, you can put together the materials yourself, everything like, you know, shampoo, soap, deodorant, et cetera. If you contact Josie Rice over at Wheeler Mission, she'll let you know all about it.
How flexible have the agencies had to be with our new rules and regulations as well to try to make sure that everybody is safe when they're volunteering? I mean, some of these things are creating new ways of doing it, but even here, you make this stuff at home or make it, gather it somewhere else and bring it in. They've had to adapt just like we have to adapt to real day life or everyday life.
Yes, they sure have, and they've been doing a great job getting really creative with it. But I think they've actually been in some ways more strict even than our, you know, other businesses and places that we go on a daily basis, because it's voluntary, and you really want to protect folks and make sure that everybody is safe and healthy as the first priority. So staff has been covering a lot, and then, you know, these opportunities where they could be portable or virtual or off-site, those are really kind of starting to pop out a little bit more. And a lot of technology helps, you know, helping people be remote in new and innovative ways so that we can still keep those connections that are so valuable with volunteering, but we don't have to put ourselves in danger.
And speaking of that, an excellent segue, the Fairview School Girl Scout Troop, they have a guide. And just like a lot of organizations, we're going to get together, but we're going to do it in a very different way.
Yes, the Girl Scouts are looking at this just like the rest of us. How can we do this in a way that keeps everyone safe? So they're looking for two non-related adults to lead their troop of kindergartners, 5 to 12 of them, over at Fairview Elementary School. And they provide all of the resources, the plan, the structure, and it's going to be online. So, you know, how can we move forward? How do we not just stop everything, but move forward, keep engaging the kids, having these after-school programs, learning together, connecting together, but doing it in a way that allows us to keep putting one foot in front of the other.
And the great thing is that age of kids uses this equipment and uses all the online stuff all the time. They're the least of the pack bothered by any of this.
That's right. They're our digital natives. They don't know any other way. they pick up a phone or an iPad or whatever, and they just know what to do.
If you want to pull a prank on them, give them a rotary phone and tell them to make a phone call and see what they do. That would be funny.
I have seen that happen, and it's not pretty.
It's not. What do they do? Throw it against the wall? Jump up and down on it? Get mad?
I don't think they. Yeah, I saw something online one time where they tried to get two teenagers to make a phone call with a lot of nines and zeros in it, and it just didn't go well.
Well, good. Take that. See, we're tough. We survived all that. So now here we are, ready to go. Our friends over in Brown County, they are having a Humane Barn Sale Donation Days. I would suppose that's the Humane Society, but I are there inhumane barns?
You put a really kind of interesting emphasis going on there. It's the Brown County Humane Society Barn Sale. They're having donation days before the sale days, and that's August 1.
They're not selling a barn. They're selling the things within the barn.
No.
It's like a garage sale, but replace barn for garage.
That's how they do it in Brown County. Yeah, you come out to the barn in the field, and you get to peruse outside and, you know, like space it out in a way that it makes it still accessible to people coming out in person. But they raised over $40,000 for the shelter last year. And this shelter is really extraordinary in that they have a 98% plus save rate. So they're doing great work out there in Brown County, and they'd like everybody to help support them through facilitating the sales success. So they have everything from, you know, pricing and sorting and processing and setting up the site from August 1 through 12. It's an opportunity to get outside and to stay distant and to be in the wind and the air and everything. And then the sale is actually the 13th through the 15th, so that Thursday through Saturday. And you can come out for that as well.
So the big garage sale in Brown County benefiting the Humane Society. 98% full. That's a pretty full house, isn't it?
Isn't that amazing? Well, they save that many. The ones that come in, 98% of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I missed that part. I thought you said they were 98% full. They're 98%. Get them back into the community.
Get them back out there. Yeah, them back out there into their forever homes or a positive situation. Yeah.
Why are they so successful?
I think they work really hard at it. I think they're smaller, and they have some creative strategies. So they're moving a lot of animals into, they use the Canine Express to move some of their animals to other shelters for positive outcomes, and they have a really strong foster network.
Well, once you got on the Canine Express, I'm not sure you'd ever want to get off.
Right. But there are places in our country that just don't even have puppies available, you know, because of different situations and policies and laws and things. So we move some of those from our area. Our own shelter does this as well, to the areas where there's some scarcity around that, to make sure that all those animals have a chance at a full life in a loving home.
You always learn something with Lucy Shake, folks. She's from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. And if these three things are three great examples of how you can get involved. But Lucy, there are plenty of ways to do so, whether you are just sitting at home, whether you can make a financial contribution, time contribution, whatever it may be. Where can I find out what everyone needs and something that might fit me a little bit better?
Great. You can always go onto our website, BloomingtonVolunteerNetwork.org. Real easy to remember. And if you're looking for ways to give stuff, you can go to the community wish list, and there's a big button for that, or to our COVID response hub, and that's where all these listings are coming from. And then, of course, there's the calendar and the regular listing.
And you can find all of that where again?
BloomingtonVolunteerNetwork.org.
And if you want to make someone pick up that rotary phone and dial away, what is the number they can call you at?
Yeah, give me a call at 812-849.
Some days it's bad.
812. Oh, my goodness. Should I start again?
No, just keep rolling.
Oh, 812-349-3433, and I can help you find what you're looking for.
The world-famous Lucy Shake. Do you have big weekend plans, Lucy? It's so nice. 90 tomorrow, maybe a little hotter on Sunday. Anything jumping off the page, or are you just relaxing as the lazy days of summer move along?
I'm looking for some relaxation before all of this school craziness starts and, you know, all the unknown. So we'll just take it easy this weekend.
We're all in the unknown together. That's the good news, I think. I think that's the case. Great job as always, Luz. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll get caught up with you down the road.
That's right. Thanks so much, and have a great weekend yourself.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much. The world-famous Lucy Shake putting up with me on Friday's Big Show Friday. So does Rod Holloway, and he joins us from Comprehensive Financial Consultants next.